Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I got a good one for you today because you need to prepare yourself. You're about to be denied over and over again. So we're going to get right into it. Please like the video, share this video with everybody, comment, and don't forget to join our email list. And there's another email going out late this week. And also, we have a sponsor today, Private Internet Access, and I will talk about them later. But first things first, guys, we are living through very tough economic times. You can kid yourself and tell yourself that everything is great, or you can accept exactly where things are at right now, and where they're at is complete disarray and completely upside down and not knowing where things are at 1 week to the next. First thing, we are seeing that insurance companies are denying claims. They're denying claims for automobile wrecks, they're denying claims on homeowners policies. And I have people that have written me about this, and I have friends and relatives that have dealt with this firsthand. The first thing, relative, you know, was in a car accident, and totally slow paying him to get the money back for the car and for his medical bills, to where he has no other choice than to hire an attorney. Okay? Now, first things first, back in the day, even a few years ago, okay, when I had like my catalytic converter stolen and they completely destroyed the undercarriage of a car, they couldn't wait to send me a check 3 years ago, racing to do it. Well, now it's a different story. So my relative is dealing with that, and it's also just total chaos as far as dealing with the insurance companies now. They've cut back on staff, and they're not just, you know, approving claims. I have a friend of mine who I went to a baseball game with last night, and his daughter got hit. And his daughter got hit driving down the street, and she was going here, and somebody went, and she was going to make a left-hand turn. Somebody decided that it would be a good idea to cut in front of her. And as they cut in front of her, basically did a pit maneuver and completely ripped the back end of her car off. And, it was your fault, is what the woman said to my friend's daughter. And thank God there were witnesses there. But still can't get the car fixed, okay? After 3 weeks. Can't get the car repaired. Just insurance company running around. And you're going to see this happen more and more, guys. You're going to see this be a problem. I'm telling you, document everything. You know, I always talk about making sure that your business contacts are aware of you. You need to talk to people like your insurance company right now and make sure that, hey, you know, I want to make sure you're going to renew my policy. I want to make sure my payments are current. Make sure you talk to somebody at the office. I really would. I would make that a point because, you know, these are two different insurance companies. They're not, you know, it's not just State Farm. It's not nothing like that. But you're seeing this more and more. And again, I have so many people that have written me and told me how they are getting played over and over and over right now when it comes to claims getting paid. So homeowners policies, I am telling you guys, they are shutting policies off left and right. We've seen that. But now they're denying claims and slow paying claims. So people are having to sue like they've never had to sue before around the country. Okay? I think this is going to be the norm with these insurance companies because they're not into service anymore. They don't care if you come back because most likely they're going to deny you anyways. And then the next thing is loan approvals. People are getting denied for loans left and right. Almost half the loans that people apply for right now are getting denied. The biggest percentage of those people that are getting denied are low-income people and people with questionable credit. So if you don't have stellar credit, and you think you're going to get a personal loan or you're going to get a home loan, you are kidding yourself right now. And if you do get a loan, oh, I know that we quoted you 8%, but you're going to pay 10 on that. Crazy, crazy figures out there. Now, the thing about this is that over 50% of the people are denied right now. Personal loans are denied. You know, one thing that is shoved down our throat right now from like people like Dave Ramsey is, just go buy the property. The property's only going to go up in value, and you're going to get to refinance it. If you talk to any lender right now that has done it for a while, few years at least, 15 would be better. But these people tell you that underwriting is the problem, Dan. You may make the income that you think is going to suffice, but if they don't like you for whatever reason, you're not going to get through underwriting and they're going to deny the loan. So you're seeing more and more people that are getting loans denied right now than ever before. So, you know, be ready for this. But also, don't just believe the foolish thing of, oh, we're going to build a, honey, we'll get this 8% mortgage and we're just going to refinance it, you know, when the house goes up 2 years from now. Maybe not, guys. Maybe not. But when you see all these people getting denied for loans right now, this is very, very serious right now. And people don't want to talk about that. 18% of the people were denied loans from second choices. In other words, they like people didn't want to just accept that they were denied and, hey, we shouldn't get this house. You know, almost 20% of the people went for another bite at the apple someplace else, and those people got denied. So the numbers are staggering right now, and it's awful, okay? So get ready to get denied. The third thing of denial that I really am upset about is the Social Security thing, because, you know, Franklin D. Roosevelt, during the New Deal, came up with Social Security and came up with this idea in 1935. The first lump sum payment check was issued in 1937, okay? 1939, they came up with survivor payments. So, you know, Chuck worked at the farm, he dies, his wife is around, and they gave her a payment. And then the first monthly payments came out in the early 40s, and 35, 37 was the early monthly payments, and then 39 was the survivor payments. And then in the 50s, they came out with disability insurance and disability payments. Guys, Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock, thinks that we need to rethink this and we need to change the way that we're seeing, you know, Social Security. And we need to raise the rate from 62 to much higher before people can take money out. Because according to Social Security, in 2033, there will be no money. Guys, I don't believe that. I think we're going to have no money less. I've heard figures as early as 2030 that we're going to be out of money. But when you look at, you know, all these people have retirement funds, and we need to help them, you know, capitalize in these retirement funds. All you need to know is this one figure. 50% of the people over 50 years old have nothing saved. So what do you do if you don't have Social Security and you're impoverished and you're old? Nothing. I mean, you're going to be living at your kid's house doing nothing, okay? If you have kids. So, you know, it's a very, very difficult time. But we're seeing crazy, crazy stuff right now. So let me know what you think about this so far. Let's talk about our sponsor, Private Internet Access. You guys, Private Internet Access is a VPN. It's a virtual private network. And what it does is it gives you a level of encryption from your cell phone, your computer, or any device you're on to any website you go to. This is critical right now, guys, because when you think of the bad guys that are out there that want all our data, you need to be hidden. And for pennies a day, you can have private internet access. Now, they gave me the deal of all deals where it covers your entire household. Any device you have in your household gets covered. From your laptop, your tablet, your iPad, your cell phones, your home computer, everything gets covered under one payment. It is pennies a day. It's 83% off the regular price if you use the link below. It was the iAllegedly product of the year for 2022 and 2023, and it still is the best thing that I've ever bought. Because think about this. You don't want people to know what you're doing. You don't want your search history out there for anybody. Let's go through, let's randomly share your search history with the entire audience. Pass, Dan. No, who wants to do that? Okay? Now, maybe you're into sports. Baseball season just started, and you want to go out and you want to watch an East Coast game, but you're on the West Coast or you're blocked. You can change your location with a VPN. It's that simple. I love it. I highly recommend it. Get it today. 83% off. Use the link below and take advantage of this, but I'm telling you, you want to protect yourself from the bad guys and the government, get yourself a VPN. Check out Private Internet Access today. Use the link below. We're getting more details about the Francis Scott Key Bridge, but the details that we care about on this channel are the financial problems that they're going to have. Think about this. That bridge was so important to the entire landscape of that area. I want you to think about this. It does in business daily, minimum of $15 million a day is lost right now. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. There are over 100,000 people that actively work out of that port, and they say most of them are still going to be able to work. Well, how is that? How is that going to work out if the bridge is gone? Okay? So there's that. So you haven't seen anything yet, and they know that the numbers are only going to go up and up and up. Now, when you start talking about things, you get other things sent to you that like, wow, this is concerning, okay? Now, one thing that's happening is you're starting to see a congestion tax that just got approved in New York City, which, guys, it's insane. It's just it's a $15 per car tax is what this is. It is a criminal act. It is a grift to get money from you and I and the cab drivers and everybody else, but it's going to make it more and more expensive. Think about the hundreds of thousands of cars that are going to go through New York City every day that are going to have to pay $15 more a day. Well, no, it's only a congestion tax, Dan. It's to spur you taking the subway. How do you take the subway from the airport, for example? Okay, LaGuardia, you know, Kennedy. Okay, how do you do that? Okay, so no, you don't. You know what I mean? So you got to take a cab or you got to drive. Okay, so it's that simple. Now, one thing that's been going on right now is more and more communities have license plate readers where they are reading people's license plates and they're saying, oh, this is for safety. This is for traffic scofflaws. No, it's ridiculous, guys. It is designed to track us. Now, when you read the stories below, it's like, who are they tracking? Why are they doing this? What's the point of them tracking us as much as they are right now? You know what I mean? So, craziness. Absolute craziness right now. So, one thing that came out of this week, think of all the problems San Francisco has. And in the last week and a half, San Francisco announced that they're going to install 400 cameras around to monitor license plates and to check traffic. But this is going to deter crime. Oh, you think this is it? The fact that they don't prosecute anybody, but this is going to be the thing that's going to deter crime. It's insane, guys. Absolutely insane. So let me know what you think about this. 400 cameras in San Francisco. Okay? You understand the data of driving, the data of knowing. We talked about this last night about the toll roads here in Orange County that were monitoring everybody. And with that lawsuit that I was involved in and how they wanted the data to know where we were driving. They wanted to know where you got off at and what kind of car you drove and how often you filled up at the gas station and everything like that. And they could sell that information. And this information is going to the insurance company. It's being sent all over the place. Now, the next thing is McDonald's had a symposium for all their franchisees. And they've got a great plan where we're going to work on bringing back the lower end consumer. Okay? How about this? 58%, another 58, said that the average person that was going to McDonald's a year ago can't afford McDonald's today. When do you deal with that? When do you shut that off right now? Now, one thing that they're doing, which won't work for old people like me, is that the app. You need to get an app. If you get the app and you place the order through the app, then you can save money. Well, I don't want my food made in advance. I want to walk there and order the food there. And I'm telling you this, guys, I've had people that worked at McDonald's, managers that worked at McDonald's said, if you order anything custom, the burger has to be fresh, or the sandwich, or whatever has to be fresh. You order a McChicken and you add lettuce to it, that makes it fresh. If you don't, it's not. But the point is that people can't afford this food anymore. They cannot afford to go out. That's the problem with this right now. So, you know, McDonald's and the symposium, you know, their expensive coffee, their drinks that used to be a dollar that went through the roof. You know, Wendy's did a dollar burger deal that they set up. And the only way to get the dollar burger was through the app. Well, okay, pass. I don't want to go through the app to buy anything, right now. But the point is that everything is upside down right now. All these people getting loans are getting denied. People that have insurance are not getting the payments made. You're seeing the thing completely turn upside down right now, and now people cannot afford to go to fast food restaurants. It's that simple. And, you know, everything's good in the economy, everything's great. There's no reason to panic at all until you can't pay your bills, until you can't pay the light bill, you know, until your boss fires you, okay? So let me know what you think about this so far. Well, the hits just keep on coming for Carnival Cruise Line. And one thing that's fascinating to me, guys, is there was a great video that was shared on TikTok and X and on Instagram where people were on a cruise and in their staterooms, in their rooms, there was 18 inches of water. Could you imagine that? You're sitting there and you're sloshing through water on a cruise ship, a la Titanic, a la Jack looking for Rose, okay? So what would you do, guys, if you were in that position? Would you freak out over that? Because I was just on a cruise ship last month, and I would never want to be in that position, ever, 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 ever. And there was no help from the crew. There was nothing. So that's bad enough. The next thing is the Francis Scott Key Bridge goes down, and they step forward. Carnival Cruise Line steps forward and said, "Listen, we're going to lose $10 million by not being able to access that port." So again, terrible. It's going to absolutely destroy them financially, and you're going to see it hurt the bottom line. And this is just the beginning, guys. What else from that port is going to get destroyed? Okay? Auto parts, all the government work that's being done out of that port, everything that we don't even know. You know what I mean? It's just the tip of the iceberg with this thing. And you got Carnival going down for the count. This is the worst part about this, is you're going to see people that are going to buy cruises and things like that. And I'm not saying Carnival's going out of business, but it's just going to be a matter of time until you're going to see companies like that are going to really have to face the music, and they may not be around forever, if you know what I mean. So let me know what you think about all this so far. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories, and they're good ones right now. So first things first, last week Houston was hit with a huge hailstorm, and one thing that got destroyed was a solar farm, Jay's Solar Farm, which had hundreds and hundreds of solar panels, and it just destroyed it completely, just knocked it out because the hailstorms were as big as baseballs. You know, it was wild. And when you see the story below, you'll see the damage. But local township is upset because when they wanted to build the solar farm, they said, "Hey, we want to see the environmental impact report," and they were scoffed at. And now that there's been a problem, they want to talk to somebody because the solar panels are destroyed so much that if it rains, it's going to leak God knows what into the groundwater. And this is an area that has wells and has nothing but groundwater, and so many people around there have kids and things like that, and they're completely concerned about this, and you can't get a right answer for this. A outerwear company does jackets, Canada Goose, places you see at high-end stores and REI and things like that. They just announced that they're getting rid of 1,000 workers, and that's huge. I mean, it's a huge, huge cutback, and getting rid of 1,000 people. And it's funny, I thought it was Canadian Goose. No, it's Canada Goose, just like the gooses, geese out here, okay? So got a kick out of that. Meghan Markle and her wife, Prince Harry, are getting some trademarks. And they're going to do dog food. They're going to do, different products around the house. And feed for your chickens and for your birds. And when I think of farming, I think of Yoko Ono. You know what I mean? So I am telling you guys, the word pretentious is an understatement of all understatements when it comes to that woman. So there's that. Plus, there is a high-end restaurant tour in New York, and I'm going to finish the video with this one. His name is Simon Kim. and he does a spin on fast food where he does high-end nuggets that are $28. High-end chicken nuggets like McDonald's nuggets that are $28 a piece. So, you know, they have different caviar and foie gras and all this stuff on them. But who wants to spend $28 on nuggets? Okay? And again, the rich pissing away their money. Okay, I said it. You know, unbelievable. Read the story below because I thought it was just nonsense. Okay? So, beautiful day, beautiful way to start your day coming out here. Please don't forget to the like button. If you want to get a hold of me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. Bunch of cool announcements coming out. Please do not forget to like the video, subscribe, and I will see you guys very soon.